Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh, and in this audio lesson I'll talk about the satanic school of poetry. Now first question is, who coined this term, the satanic school? It was Robert Southey. Okay, and Robert Southey is famous because he was also the poet laureate during that time, and he published a work called A Vision of Judgment in 1821. And in the preface to that, to his work, he criticized P.B. Shelley, then John Keats, as well as Lord Byron. And particularly, the target was Lord Byron. And, you know, he famously said, you know, about Byron's works that they are a monstrous combination of horrors and mockery, lewdness and impiety. But another question which arises is, why did Robert Southey attack these three poets? P.B. Shelley, John Keats and Lord Byron. Well, one reason is that these three poets had rejected Orthodox Christianity. For instance, P.B. Shelley is famous for his, you know, work, The Necessity of Atheism. You know, somebody becoming an atheist means he or she does not believe in God. And just imagine, in those days, when religion, the hold of religion or the grip of religion was so strong on everybody's psyche. In modern times, if anybody says that he doesn't believe or he or she doesn't believe in God, maybe we will think that, okay, it doesn't matter. You know, some people believe in religion or God, some people don't. But in those days, just imagine, it was in the early 19th century that, you know, these people led some unconventional lifestyle. And particularly, Byron is very notorious and infamous for his immoral and unethical kind of life. And P.B. Shelley, as we all know, is very famous for his literary work called The Necessity of Atheism. So this was one of the reasons why Robert Southey attacked these three poets. And in addition, Robert Southey also disapproved of their interest in the exotic and the passionate. I mean, the interest of these three poets, P.B. Shelley, Keats and Byron. And the works of these poets and also their life was thought to be immoral, and also their life was thought to be immoral because it was led in a very unconventional way. Now, but you know, Lord Byron is, you know, very famous not only because of his unconventional ways, but, you know, doing some unconventional things. And, you know, he also wrote a rebuttal, and Byron's work is called The Vision of Judgment. Okay, remember, Robert Southey's work is called A Vision of Judgment, and to this Lord Byron replied by writing The Vision of Judgment, in which he criticized Robert Southey. And both of these works, A Vision of Judgment and The Vision of Judgment, were published in 1821 and 1822 respectively. And since we are talking about these poets, one important thing you should remember is that Robert Southey, as I pointed out, was also the poet laureate at that time. And one more poet became poet laureate, and that was William Wordsworth. And as far as the rest of the romantic poets are concerned, they did not become poet laureates. I mean, it was not Keats, P.B. Shelley or Byron who became poet laureates. Okay, there were just two, Robert Southey and William Wordsworth. And another, you know, related fact you should know, you know, they might ask in the exam, who is the present poet laureate of England in today's time? And it is Simon Armitage. Okay, Simon Armitage is the poet laureate presently.